I glance at Talon cautiously. Whose blood is on your sword?
Someone made the mistake of testing my patience. You'd think people would have learned by now.
Another traitor?
I won't let anyone get in my way.
A chill ripples up my spine as he stalks over the snow. The air seems to grow heavier and otherworldly until the forest opens into a clearing, a path lined with ancient statues and pale purple hedges. On the far end of the path, the Lost Palace emerges from the wintry forest, a haunting edifice of twists and curves. Ice and snow glaze the stones, sparkling in the pale light. Fog billows around a frozen garden of heather and bare yews. Moths flutter around us. Not metallic, but real ones that are bright blue. Corbinelle moths. Beautiful to look at, but they're venomous. Like Talon, really. Stone arches frame a door of carved oak, peaked in the center. As we walk closer, my gaze flicks up at the statues. I stop to stare at one of them, a towering, crowned queen with long hair that drapes over her robes. My gaze slides to the symbols on her wrists, and an ember of recognition sparks in my mind. The encircled triple spirals remind me of the ones I saw in Nimue's tower, and look exactly like the ones I'd seen on my wrists for a moment in the bathtub. As I stare at them, cold magic slides over my wrists. Talon follows my stare.
That's Nimue. She built this palace long ago. She's buried here, in fact. Did you know that before she was the Lady of the Lake, my grandmother had that role? Before she was queen.
I stare at the triple spirals again. Three ladies of the lake. Queen Morgan. How did Nimue die? He stalks toward the door.
I don't know, but she died soon after the Pendragon War.
You told me Mordred was your mother's lover, but they never had children. And Mordred is also...
My grandfather. Yes, my father stole his own father's lover after Mordred cursed her and died. And that's where I come from. Well, quite messy, really. But technically free of incest. After ancient gossip, are you?
I'll take any gossip I can get. And what happened to Mordred? How did he die?
I only know rumors. For some reason, all references to him have been ripped out of our books, burned from records, but I assume he died in the war with Morgan.
As he opens the door, he glances back at me.
I really should find out what happened to my grandfather.